Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a Truebolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
You have made it very clear your disdain for a certain era of music.
Yeah, 80s, they suck.
All right, calm it down.
Terrible.
Now, why? Why do you hate the 80s so much?
I just don't like the music. I don't know what else to tell you. It's bubbly. It's the
bubbly.
Yeah,
bubbly.
Some of it's like just bubbly. I don't like the hair metal.
I know
band,
when I listen
trash
to Twisted Sister, I think bubbly.
Yes,
Van I don't Halen, know. Bubbly. I didn't like the style. I don't like the hair. I didn't like the music.
Hair.
I didn't like the beep bam 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 bam.
I mean, I don't know what that means. I don't know what the beep.
All the like the beep bop and boo doo.
What
the 80s pop? I just
horrible,
didn't like it.
Horrible. Description of what you're saying here.
Except for Thriller. Thriller can stay. Everyone else can leave.
Well, this isn't Thriller.
Well, I may like the album.
From the Thriller album, yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch.
84.
So you don't like it, the 80s, though?
Minus the Thriller album, no.
You can't pick and choose.
Yeah, I can.
I don't like it.
I'm telling you, I don't like anything except for the Thriller album.
Well.
I like Billie Jean.
There's a man that hates the 80s so much.
Good.
Calm down. He threw a wood plank at a man, ended up in jail.
I get you, man.
Ended up in jail because a guy kept playing a certain 80s song over and over again. Any guess which song it was?
Oh, was it a Bon Jovi song?
I'm so...
Bon Jovi is trash.
Oh,
the music is trash. The voice is all right, but the music is trash.
I don't know why you hate Bon Jovi so much.
I just... everything about it. I just don't like it.
Somebody said something to me the other day about that. They were like... Why does Anna hate Bon Jovi?
Just gross. He's the worst one.
I will say this. I think that he probably was playing Culture Club. Because I will tell you, as much as I love the 80s, I can only take so much Culture Club.
I don't even know what that means.
I love Culture Club. Well, the song that drove this man insane... If there's a song that drives you insane, please call in 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I'll give you a song or two that if I hear it, just makes me nauseous inside. This is the song that made this guy attack somebody.
I get it, man.
This song is amazing. This makes you feel good. Huh? Yes.
Listen, there are worse songs. But played more than thrice.
I love this video.
Made me crazy too.
This video is amazing. George Michaels was at the top of his game. The best hair in the biz back then. And that was a good era of hair.
This song reminds me of the very first Zoolander. When they're at the gas station and they're spraying each other with the gas pumps. This song's playing.
Yeah. Look at you dancing. I see
no,
you.
No, I'm not.
I saw you do it.
I don't even like
I saw
this
it too.
Song.
I saw the happiness in your face.
Phone TV saw you.
So great.
Can't not like Wham.
I was in ninth grade, and I remember this would play like on Q105 every morning, and we would hear it like for six straight months. This was a song that would like wake you up.
You want to hear the worst song that ever was of the 1980s?
I would love to hear that song, in
this
your opinion, in your humble
opinion.
Is
my least favorite song
okay.
possibly ever.
Okay. I want to hear it. What? Jerry Pie!
Yes! Take it away!
Give me that sweet Jerry Pie! Yeah! Oh, yeah. So you didn't like
gross.
Hair? You didn't like the hair bands, right?
No, I don't like Bon Jovi's hair, Twisted Sister's hair, Motley Crue's hair, this Warrant Cherry Pie hair.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. There was a song. I had pneumonia. I was really, really sick for about... I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks in like eighth grade. And my brother, we used to get songs on 45s with the little inserts on a record player. They're the size of records. And my brother bought this Genesis song. And he played it over and over and over again. And I was so sick, I couldn't get up and even walk out of the room. And to this day, and I don't even want to listen right now, but This song makes me so sick. And he played it over and over again. This is the extended version, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't...
Yeah. I just grab one. Ugh. This is not the original.
No, it's not.
I don't like this
at
all.
Are you talking about... Southern Confusion or...
There we go.
Confusion?
Yes. Yeah! It had the puppets. It had the Ronald Reagan puppet. Okay. All the puppets.
The video's coked out.
Yes.
But this... It's a good song, though.
Not if you hear it 7,000 times in a week.
But that's any song, I think.
Right. It could have been any song. This song... I can't do it. I can't do it.
This is the world.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's so gross. James, what's up?
What's up, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
So I was wondering, is Stranger Things 2 worth the effort? Because I'm about to finish Stranger Things 1 right after this crap I'm taking.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. I say if you only watch Netflix on the toilet like most people, eat a lot of food and tear through this thing. Binge it and watch it.
I just got the smart TV on Black Friday. I just was wondering, is there 80s music? Because JoJo seems to crap on it.
That is Anna. There is a lot of 80s music. Yeah, it's set in 1984, I believe.
Is that Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible. You know why? Because I was...
All right. 727-579-1025. 800-771. Your call was terrible. I just saw that going nowhere. But
you know, that might have been the same guy that called us Wednesday night and said...
By the way, I was going to talk to you about that off air.
Yeah.
Never give them what they want. I was listening in my car, and I go... You just did what that guy wanted. You were
I don't even remember.
You even like reiterated. You go, did you hear that, Anna? Did you hear what he said? And I'm yelling in my car, no, don't give that jerk off the time. I would have dumped it and carried on. Some guy insulted you on the air Wednesday.
I didn't realize.
It was so poorly done, nobody caught it. And then Ryan caught it like 5 seconds after the fact.
Oh.
And he was like, hey, Anna, did you hear that? That guy just pooped on you. And I think Ryan's goal was to have you destroy him over the air, which, right, am I guessing right?
I just didn't know if she heard him.
And, yeah, but well, you know. It just...
You know, I'm not perfect.
I know. No, of course you're not. I'm not perfect. I mess up all the time. And it's easier to identify it when you're not in the studio, when you're listening on the outside. So I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying I had to learn a long time ago not to feed the trolls.
Mm.
You feed them.
They're hungry.
They grow. You don't want to feed
like
them.
Like a Demogorgon.
Sean, what's up?
I hate with a passion the Journey song.
No, don't you say
Small
it.
Small Town Girl.
Oh, no, you do not hate. Don't Stop Believing. You don't even know the name of the song.
That's how much I hate it. Karaoke host, and everyone would sing that every night.
Karaoke ruined it for you, buddy.
Yeah, I feel you.
That song ruined the end of The Sopranos for me.
No, nothing ruined The Sopranos.
Oh, come on.
That was just a kick in the teeth after spending 7 years watching The Sopranos.
I understand. I understand. I was a karaoke host way, way back in the day, and there was a lot of songs that got ruined for me. But this one right here, it's really sad that they did that for you, man. Thank you, Sean, for listening.
I can't even listen to it.
All right. I'm not going to play it. I wouldn't do that to you. That would just be wrong. But if I did, it would be the karaoke version. Am I right, guys? Who wants to sing along? Anybody?
Or the Glee version? Can't believe you're not playing that one.
Shut your whore mouth. Yeah. Sing along in your cars, b-holes. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Yeah. Just a city boy. Born and raised in South Detroit.
Which is Canada.
Took the midnight train going anywhere. Oh, yeah.
Alan Smith just tweeted us out.
Uh-huh.
I hate the chicken dance. Kill me now.
Oh, I hate that one, too.
I figured the guitar riff was a good time to...
Hell yeah. No, I get it. No, it was at least an 8-second break there. Singer in a smoky room. Smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they could share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Take it on us.
Danger.
Perfect.
Things.
Yes.
Two is really, really, really good.
That's right.
I highly recommend it.
Okay, you're paraphrasing, but I like it.
11 is pretty cool.
Neat.
I also like that guy, Mike, and the guy with gray hair.
Ah, hey! I'm very good. Very, very good.
You're welcome.
Ah, man.
You guys just made me stop believing.
What's a song that makes you want to vomit all the time, Ryan Adams?
I'm going to say anything by Dreezy.
Shut up.
Or One Direction.
One Direction?
Yeah, go with that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think One Direction's fine.
Nope. No, they're not.
Oh, you know who I hate? There's some new broad that's like a rapper, I guess.
What?
Her name is Cardi B.
Oh, you don't like Cardi B?
Never heard of her.
Shut up. You don't like Cardi B?
Terrible.
I don't understand it.
Can you play this song?
I don't know.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look
so easy. You don't like Maroon
5?
It's One Direction.
This is One Direction.
No, I love Maroon 5, actually.
This is kind of Maroon 5-ish.
I don't know anything. If I didn't
have you, there would be nothing. These are good-looking boys, One Direction.
Gross? Why you gotta say it like that?
I mean, I can look and see.
Why you gotta call them boys?
They're heartthrobs. I mean, I'm not turned on by them, but if I can... I can look at another human and tell that they're attractive.
If you were Kevin Spacey, maybe, you know.
No, like, I'm...
lay on top of him.
I can look at these guys and tell that girls are going to go crazy over them. They're pretty boys. Much like back in my day, you know, the New Kids on the Block. Pretty dudes back in the day. This isn't bad music. Right?
I like it.
That's bad.
Yeah. Sing it, One Direction. Drag me down. Oh, they're missing Zayn, though.
Nobody.
Oh, you know the song?
Yeah. Who does it?
The girl in the group sounds like a guy, but he's good.
Oh, you know what? When I was a kid, the song that just wanted... Oh, I hated it. Was M-Bop by Hanson.
What?
That song was played every fifth song on the radio when I was a kid.
That's a crazy... That's so weird because I was singing that song yesterday, like, all day long. Yeah.
You know what? It's not as bad now because I don't hear it every day.
They're all grown up now.
Yeah.
They came to St. Pete not too long ago.
YouTube search acoustic version. They did it like last year, and it sounded amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The drummer is the youngest one. I don't remember if it's Zach or whatever.
I love all three girls in this band.
Of course. How long did you think it was a girl band? Honestly.
What do you mean?
I thought this was a girl band.
I still do. Are you telling me different?
A girl band with 5 o'clock shadow for days.
Hell yeah.
I thought the song was called M-M-M-Bop. Such an idiot.
Yeah, that is bad.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I don't mind. Cardi B, though, is that your thing?
Oh, my God. That song is so annoying. She's a stripper, or was a stripper.
Yeah.
And now she's like some world-class rapper, and she sucks. And she'll have more money than ever.
Fine.